We can speak now to Margaret Attridge, Head of Water Operations at Uisce Éireann, to find out the latest on water supplies. Good morning, Margaret. We're hearing there those communities that have been turned upside down with no water or electricity still in many cases. How many households and premises are currently without running water?
Yeah, good morning, Karen. It's been a very long day. A long 5 day side of those communities. But we are making good progress. As of this morning, we have approximately 16,000 people left without water. That's down from a high of 200,000. 16,000 people, that equates to 6,000 houses. And the majority of these are in the northwest part of the country. Now, we do have generators maintaining to supply to another 120,000 people, but all those people will have water and supplies and won't realise that their supplies are working on a generator. But we are continuing to work closely with the ESB to make sure that we can get power restored as quickly as possible back to people with no water.
Now, looking at rural Ireland, where much of the impact is being felt, many people have their own wells. The situation for them would be particularly difficult because without electricity, they don't have the water.
Yeah, I'm listening to the people you interviewed there on that segment. From our part, we are providing alternative water supplies in the areas worst impacted. This is in the form of setting up tankers in the local community or supplying water to vulnerable customers such as the elderly and just the people who can't get out to collect water for themselves. What we will do as we do return water to the affected areas, we will leave our tankers in place for everyone for the next number of days and into next week so that people on their own private wells, even if we've power restored and water restored to those areas, people can come and get water from our tankers that are set up there. We're also working with the Group Water Supply Schemes Federation and looking at how we can support them.
How much of a concern is hygiene as this prolongs people without water? I mean, we heard a woman in Roscommon yesterday confronting the Taoiseach to say no hand washing facilities in the house for almost 7 days. It's not acceptable. She said it's not good enough. I mean, would you be concerned just by the levels of hygiene as this goes on?
Yes, and look, we are working, Irish Water are working with the emergency coordination groups that have been set up in each local authority area to support the local communities and what we can do with respect to providing water supplies.
You mentioned there that generators are a solution, but it's not the fix for everywhere. They can't all be connected. Can you explain, I suppose, the big issue with that?
Yeah, so in Ireland, in our water asset infrastructure, we have over 8,000 assets. That means that all of these will require power to operate them. Now, we do have backup generators in a lot of our large treatment plants, and that would keep water supply secure for around 2.5 million people across the country. But it's a lot of our more rural, smaller treatment plants don't have generators in place. And we do have, over the last number of years, we have had a generator ready program where we have been installing plug-in points at our water treatment plants where we can plug in a generator. But unfortunately, we haven't got to the whole country yet. We haven't got to all those 8,000 assets. So we do have to get out into some areas of the network. We do have to bring an electrician onto site, make some adjustments to the wiring and sites, and we have to make sure that this is done safely. You're dealing with live cables here, and it's just taking us time to get generators mobilised to all areas. But look, we have most water treatment plants now back in production. Where we are now with most of our outages is that they're, you know, out in the network, there will be booster pumping stations that pump water on over hills, etc. And we're now looking at where we need to install generators on our networks to keep water to restore water to the extremities of these networks.
People will be relieved to hear of that progress, but really the outlook is the resilience of the water infrastructure. When we're hearing that more weather events like these predicted, we don't know when, but we can see firsthand the current infrastructure cannot cope. What can be done and what has been considered to future-proof from your perspective?
Yeah, well, I just referenced two programmes that we have been progressing over the last few years, and that's our generator installation programme, which has delivered that security for 2.5 million people. And then we have our generator ready programme, which will make our infrastructure ready to plug in generators. But really, what all this has to hang into is our National Water Resource Plan, and that's really looking at how we strategically transform the historic and quite fragmented supplies across the country. Like in Ireland, we have 700 water treatment plants. In Northern Ireland, they have 25 water treatment plants. So historically, I suppose our treatment plants have developed around local villages, towns, communities, but we need to make these a lot more resilient. And our National Water Resource Plan will include reducing the number of water treatment plants, rationalising small, less resilient ones into more secure water treatment plants. It will involve interconnecting our treatment, our water supply zones, so that should one go down, we'll be able to open valves and connect it to an adjacent scheme. And it'll also involve upgrading the treatment plants that are you know, to make them more resilient.
And just in the short term, you are liaising closely with ESB and others within the National Emergency Coordination Group on this current response. So when would it be envisaged that all water supplies will be back to normal? I know you mentioned good progress with 16,000 currently without.
Yeah, that's 16,000 people. We've made a lot of progress. I think this time yesterday morning we were quoting 74,000 people. We're down to 16,000 people more this morning. So there's excellent progress being made by our crews out on the ground. We really will be focusing in now on those local areas to working with ESB to try and get power restored to those areas as quickly as possible. Just to flag that as soon as we get power back, it does take time for our treatment plants, our reservoirs, and our networks to fill. So over the next few nights, there may be some schemes that we will have to put on nighttime restrictions just to allow our reservoirs to fill, that, so that we can build up the pressures in the system and get water restored back to the extremities of the network. So if people could just bear with us, I know it's hard for people, but look, hopefully to get them through the night, they'll have water in their attics tanks. We do appreciate that this is really, really hard on people. It's going on a long time, but our teams and our crews are doing everything possible to get water restored to people as quickly as possible.
OK, Margaret Attridge, Head of Water Operations at Uisce Éireann, thank you for speaking to us.